Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Real quick, gotta mention, Roy Killer War has been very busy on Facebook. He writes, after my interview with Tim Henson, I decided to check out my hole in the mirror to see what the fuck is going on up in there. It's still pink! I was afraid she was beyond discoloration. The only thing is, muddy pussy doesn't close. It's like one of those slow people that always have their mouth open. I can live with that. It'll be easier to jam things up in there. What a gift from Jesus. So Roy Killer War was very busy this weekend. He's also harassing my listeners. I'm sorry if you've added him as a friend. He's trying to get one of my listeners to send dirty socks to him. And the guy doesn't want to. And Roy's like, I'll send you something in return. It'll be something real good. And I can imagine what that is. So, you know, if you want to help this guy out and you don't mind, I don't know if Roy Killer War wants you to ejaculate and clean up your jizz with your underwear and then send those crusty undies off to him, or if he just wants you to wear them and send it off. But if you could help my listeners out, I just need one person to take one for the team. I think then he'll leave the rest of us alone. All right, I was on a great website, and we featured this many years ago on the show, but I was surprised to see this website still exists, meetaninmate.com. Look, it's hard to meet people out there. I understand. Finding someone with the same interests as you, it's damn near impossible, especially when the thing you're interested in is aggravated assault. MeetAnInmate.com is there to help. This is a great service. Inmates can post little messages explaining what, you know, what they're all about, their interests, who they're looking for, and then you can write to them and start up a friendship. There are ladies, there are guys. Now listen. Of course, when I started looking through these profiles, I was trying to find attractive. Like, at first I was like, all right, this is going to be a great bit for the show. And then I started looking for attractive people. I'm like, wow, I could really fuck this person. And they're hard up for sex. So, you know, that's my in. But then, okay, this is the problem I was having. All right, let's look at this guy right here. William, right? I go by Bill. I'm 28 years old. I was given a 10 to 20 year sentence for aggravated assault. I'm seeking friendship to help me through these years. I'm a very outgoing and outspoken person. I'm easygoing. I don't look for looks in a woman. I care what's on their inside. I've got 2 years in on my sentence. He seems like a very nice guy, right? He was born in 84. He's going to be released in 2012. He wants to receive letters from women, and prior to his incarceration, he was a cook, right? And he's into art classes. So after I looked at this profile, I did a Google search for this guy. Well, here's what I found. Now, you gotta be honest, like, you gotta give this guy some props. He came forward and said exactly what he was in prison for, so he was being honest, but there's a little more to the story. Police, this is from 2011. Police Thursday night charged a Knoxville man with aggravated assault and child endangerment after his girlfriend's two-year-old son, who was under his care, suffered head trauma and other injuries. Yes, the aggravated assault was on a toddler. He left that little detail out. So you gotta be very careful with these pen pals. I guess that goes without saying because, you know, you're writing an inmate. But it's every profile seems the same. Like, they're very sorry for what they did. They want to start over, which could be true in this guy's case. But again, it was, you know, he fucking beat the shit out of a toddler. Now, here's another guy. Hey, everyone. I'm looking to meet some new friends as well as promote my music. I'm 5'9", 190 pounds with blonde brown hair and blue eyes. I'm a singer-songwriter from Milwaukee. I'm single and have two children. I'm currently devoted to bettering myself as a person and becoming a more honest and genuine man as opposed to remaining the same person who arrived here. I have no time in my life for fake or deceitful people. To learn more about me or hear my music, check out my Facebook page. I didn't know inmates could have Facebook pages. I'm currently serving a sentence of 25 to life due to my own ignorance and the lack of self-defense laws in Oregon. Now, to me, what this says is, he was defending himself. The cops didn't see it that way. But this wasn't like cold-blooded murder. So I did a Google search on this guy. 28-year-old man has been sentenced to life in prison for killing his grandfather after a late-night altercation. He pleaded guilty in county court after killing a 64-year-old man by driving over him in a car and then stabbing him in the back. One of those things probably would have been sufficient, you know what I'm saying? You could just run him over and he's probably going to die. Or stab him in the back. All right, he was walking home from a bar at the time. The district attorney said at today's sentencing that the nature of the argument was not clear. So, there you go. Again, when I first read this, I was like, well, this guy seems so very nice. And he's very built. By the way, everyone who's incarcerated appears to have worked in construction prior to getting arrested. So, if you're dating a construction worker, chances are he's going to try to kill you at some point. Here's another profile. My name is Kyle. I'm into many different things. Probably what got you arrested. And I haven't found a way to slow a fast life down. My current project while in prison is becoming a certified welder. They're giving welding equipment to inmates? It doesn't seem like a good idea. All right, just so you know, I was convicted of the following crimes. Unlawful delivery of a controlled substance. Unlawful possession of a controlled substance. Forgery. Bail jumping. We're not even halfway through yet. Maintaining a building or dwelling for drug purposes. Crack house. Attempting to elude a police vehicle. Theft of a motor vehicle. It's probably the police vehicle. Obstructing a law enforcement officer. And hit and run property damage. This all had to do with his drug addiction. He's addressing it, though. He seems like a good guy. I wouldn't mind hooking him up with one of my lady freaks. As a matter of fact, girls, if you're lonely out there, email me. I'll get you his contact information. You know, someone suggested to me that Distorted View should get a pen pal, right? And we could write to him. We could all write to him. That would be just kind of cool, right? Like, every single person write to him. He'd have, like, tons and tons of mail. And we could really strike up a friendship. But then, I'm very easy to track down. You know what I mean? Like, if you could Google search me, and you know exactly where I'm at. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. That's the one thing I hate about doing this show. People I don't want in my life anymore can totally track me, like exes and stuff. They always know what I'm up to because, one, I've got this audio program. Every day I'm telling you guys what I'm up to. And I'm also very accessible online because I have to be. Oh, it's the worst. And it'll probably end up getting me killed by one of these inmates if I start pen-palling them. That's why maybe if we can find some guy who's like serving like a 75-year sentence with no chance of parole, then maybe we can strike up a pen pal friendship. At any rate, guys, I did not forget about you. Maybe you're looking for some love. Brandy Johnson in Connecticut wants to be your pen pal. Just when you thought you'd never find someone who could possess all the qualities you're looking for in a friend or lover, Serendipity has brought us together. Wow. Let's put some sexy music behind this. This girl knows what she wants. I'm a diamond in the rough. Can you see my beauty? I'm who every woman in your past has strived to be like but failed miserably at. That's only true if all of your ex-girlfriends have attempted armed robbery and failed at it. All right, I'm an intelligent and beautiful treasure with a dubious past. Instead of judging my mistake, I need you to understand that this is my past, which truly makes my phenomenal. What? Her past makes her phenomenal, really? In spite of my situation, my life is far from over. I currently have an appeal in the Supreme Court, so any legal advice is appreciated. So this person is looking for friends, lovers, and maybe a lawyer. My goals after release are to be a motivational speaker for troubled youths. My measurement is 142 pounds, 34 B.O., 34 B cups, move on, and 3 piercings. My hobbies are jet skiing, but she's black. Volleyball, swimming, she's black. Fishing, again, she's black. Horseshoeing and shooting pool. I'm interested in traveling to different islands and countries. I would love to horseback ride with you. I'm looking for someone to give me all to. So here's your RSVP invitation. Claim your prize here. I'm patiently waiting. So there you go. If you're interested, looking for love, check out meetaninmate.com. All right. Real quick, I wanted to mention this. I read that Barack Hussein Obama, the nation's first black president. And by that, I mean he's president to only the blacks. I don't recognize him. You want to try to tell me to do something, Barack, huh? You tell Joe Biden and have Joe Biden tell me. It's ridiculous. I'm kidding, of course. But I did find this interesting. Obama wants to pledge $7 billion to Africa to build up their electricity grid, their power grid. Because, you know, a lot of people in Africa don't have power. He wants to give power to a bunch of Africans, which is all well and good. But is there really going to be a return on investment here? Yeah, I guess it's a nice thing to do. But have you checked out our infrastructure lately in our country? We need that money to fix our fucking electrical grid. Every time there's light showers, my power is flickering on and off. Why do I have to live like a third world country? Third world countries should be living like third world countries. That's why I'm in favor of the status quo. Those little black charcoal nuggets have never experienced power in their life. They have no idea what the wonders of electricity. I do. I know what it's like. I love to charge things and turn things on and have things going. And what is this bullshit? We're just giving them $7 billion. We couldn't ask for anything in return. It's not a loan. We're just giving them this money, and I get it. They have very little over there, but they knit shit, right? They use lion skin to make rugs and stuff. Give us $7 billion worth of lion rugs. And isn't it better to get something in return? Not for the person receiving the goods. I don't need a lion rug. I don't need elephant tusk coffee mugs. But it would be good for the person who is receiving the $7 billion. Because then it's not like a fucking charity. You know, it's like, oh, it's a trade. We're both getting something out of it. Now, I know $7 billion worth of lion rugs. That's a tall order. Maybe it could be something else. I don't know. Maybe the people in Africa could donate some of their time to whatever we need. So for every $1 billion, they give us a year of service. They come over here and work in our houses or plantations, whatever we have. They can cook, clean, take care of the kids. They could live in our houses, or if you don't feel comfortable, we could build like a shed or something for them out back. And after they pay off their debt, their $7 billion debt, they can go back. Because look, we give them $7 billion. It's not like the next day they're going to have electricity. It's going to take time to build all this stuff. So for those 7 years, they come over here and enjoy our electricity, right? It's not all about work, right? They're getting something out of it too. Running water out of the hose outside in the back they'll have access to. They'll be able to enjoy other amenities like television. I'm guessing you wouldn't want to watch TV with them, but when they're in their bedroom and you've got the TV on in the living room, they could probably hear what's going on. So that's something. I guarantee you right now, in Africa, they don't even get the Big Bang Theory. That's just some thoughts of mine I was having. Why? I mean, don't give away $7 billion. Ask for something in return. Stupid Obama. He's going to ruin this country. All right, moving on now. DB listener Josh emailed me. Oh, this is CJ. CJ from Seattle. You know, the guy who nearly died. He used to be CJ the near dead, and now he's doing much better. All right, so here is CJ. He said, just had a pretty aggressive shit. I love that term, aggressive shit. Thought I'd share it with you and the freaks. You might want to turn down your speakers for this one. Oh, watery. I would definitely characterize that as being aggressive. Bravo, CJ. Nice bowel movement. All right, moving on. K. E. Ice. Meth. PCP, goofers, ladyfingers, ho-hos, twinkies, devil dogs, donuts, can't forget about donuts, and fudge rounds, and oatmeal cream pies. Many of those are drugs. Some of them are delicious snack cakes. I'd like to focus on the drugs for a second. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I would like to introduce you to a new exciting way to get high, according to a fucking retard 12-year-old.
Hey, everybody out there, I am high. I am high. I sniff, if you sniff freaking Sharpies, dude, you get high as hell. Hmm. I just did that and I feel like.
And I'm playing Modern Warfare 2 right now and I'm killing everybody.
And I am playing Modern Warfare 2 and I just got a nuke. So I'm high, so. If you want to get high and you're under the age of 21, you can just get a Sharpie, and you can just keep smelling it, and you get high as hell.
Well, why can't people over 21 sniff Sharpies? What do you think? Like, other drugs are legal at the age of 21, you fucking retard? Okay, enough. Thank you. Go back to sniffing Sharpies. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. The Distorted View Sideshow, that is our member site, and I'm asking each and every one of you to sign up. It's very inexpensive. It's only $6.99 a month. This is how I make my living. So if you like the show, please support it. It's, again, very inexpensive. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. We've done like 2,000 episodes now. Plus, every week we do content just for Sideshow members, like extended shows, exclusive programs, videos, that type of stuff. Last week we had an interview with Roy Killer War, and I posted something else, didn't I? Might have been a cutoff show. I can't remember. But a lot of great stuff popping up on the Sideshow feed. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. And if you don't really want to be a member, think of it this way. My birthday's coming up, and I would love to have more members as my birthday gift. How about that? Will that work? Look, I'm trying everything I can here. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, at this point in time, you know, who doesn't know you should be cautious when it comes to Craigslist postings. I don't care if you're buying some guy's refrigerator off of Craigslist. You better be fucking packing heat, right? There better be some concealed weapons or at least a knife or something, because you might, you know, something might go down. Well, this story comes from California. A man whose rendezvous with a couple for sex at a San Dimas, I guess that's in California, D-I-M-A-S, how do you pronounce that? I love that I have to spell things out and ask you guys, how do you pronounce this? I'm such a professional newsman. Yes, he tried to meet up with a couple at a motel after meeting them on Craigslist. Well, he ended up being robbed at knife point. The crime was reported at about 3 a.m. at the Evergreen Inn. After contacting the couple through Craigslist, the 39-year-old Monterey Park man met with them at a park before they agreed to go to the motel so the victim and female suspect could have sex while the male suspect watched. All right, sounds reasonable. There was no initial mention of money changing hands when the victim this is all according to the victim, of course. The victim, you know, the statement is not going to include incriminating shit, right? But you know money exchanged hands, though, because he was robbed. All right, when the victim disrobed, the suspects took the victim's clothes, money, and vehicle. The male robber put a knife to the victim's throat while the woman collected his belongings and car keys. The robbers were believed to have a gun with them. The police officer said the robbers fled in the victim's older model SUV, which was found abandoned nearby. The male robber was described as Latino, about 29 years old, 5 feet, 6 inches, and 230 pounds. The woman was also Latina. Ooh, spicy. And about 29 years old, she was 5 feet 4 and about 140 pounds. All right, she could stand to lose a few. You know, she's short, so she should weigh no more than 110, I would say. I hope he got a discount, you know, when they were negotiating price before all of his money was stolen. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Texas. Oh, I hope this is a story about a retard being executed. In Austin, Texas, a teenager faces 8 years in prison for making a terroristic threat after he made a sarcastic comment online about shooting up a school. Justin Carter was 18 back in February when a dispute over the online video game League of Legends took an ugly turn on Facebook. Someone had said something to the effect of, "Oh, you're insane, you're crazy, you're messed up in the head." To which he replied, "Oh yeah, I'm real messed up in the head. I'm gonna go shoot up a school full of kids and eat their still beating hearts." And the next two lines were, "LOL in JK," said Jack Carter, Justin's father. A woman from Canada saw the posting, did a Google search, and found Mr. Carter's old address was near an elementary school, and so she called the police. Now, you know, you add LOL or JK to something, it instantly means it's not true. It's a joke, right? It's like saying something gay and then ending it with "no homo." Like, I would totally stick my dick in that guy's hairy asshole. No homo. Is that how that works? Maybe I'm wrong. When I say it, it just sounds more gay, right? I want to suck that guy's dick. No homo. See, I can't. It just sounds too gay when I do it. No homo. Ooh. And I'm licking my lips when I say it. No, doesn't work. Let me try this. I want to fucking shoot up an elementary school full of children. I just want to take a gun and blow their little brains out. Lol. Right? No one, please don't isolate that audio. I don't want to go to jail. Oh, I can already see how this whole thing's going to pan out. I'm going to jail, and my personal ad's going to be up on Meet an Inmate. And you assholes will start writing me. Also, the other people that I just made fun of who were on Meet an Inmate are going to kick my ass. I just know I'm going to be bunked up with the guy who was, you know, assaulting his toddler son or whatever. Oh, for the Christ's sakes, this is going to end badly. All right, a woman from Canada saw the posting. Like I mentioned, did a Google search and found this guy's old address was near an elementary school. Justin Carter was arrested the next month and has been jailed since March 27th. Are you kidding me? Just for saying that? He's charged with making a terroristic threat and is facing 8 years in prison. I'm pretty sure I've said things 10 times worse than this. And I'm still free as a bird. I'm untouchable! And no one's gonna get me! Huh? You hear that, copper? You can't touch me! I'm motherfucking invincible! I'm gonna saw open the president's head and take a spoon and scoop out little bits of his brain and eat them. Huh? How's that for a threat? I'm sorry. JK. All right, these people are serious. They really want my son to go away to jail for a sarcastic comment that he made, said the elder Mr. Carter. So there you go. I wonder if this guy's on findaninmate.com or whatever. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Georgia. An Athens man's affinity for women with large asses got him in trouble early Monday morning. He said he was stabbed in the back by a man who was angry that he was flirting with a woman. The victim told police he was attracted to the woman because of her large ass. Authorities were called to Athens Regional Medical Center shortly before 1:30 a.m. on a report that medical personnel were treating a man with a stab wound. The 48-year-old victim first told officers that he'd been on the block, the area in East Athens near Triangle Plaza Shopping Center. Oh, okay. I thought the block was like a TV show or something. I thought he was trying to say, like, "Look, I'm a badass. I was on the block." Sounds like a, you know, a television show that features convicts or something. All right, when he was attacked by 4 men, one of whom had a knife, he later admitted he made up the story and said the assault actually happened outside a gas station. The man stopped at the gas station after he spotted a... Why would you lie about that? Either way, you were attacked by a dude. The man stopped at a gas station after he spotted a woman with a large ass and wanted to holler at her. an officer wrote in the incident report. Well, a man came out of the store while the victim was speaking with the woman. See, this is partly the woman's fault. Why is she talking to this guy? Yeah, she's dating this guy, obviously. And she's flirting with another guy. Of course he's going to get upset. Now, if I was the guy, I'd beat the crap out of the woman. But that's because, you know, I hate women. I'm sorry, but ladies, I think you can agree with me as well. It's like, how was this a guy? I'm like Italian. How would this a guy know this is a woman was dating someone? No, the woman, as a woman, you're supposed to say, hey, I'm spoken for. But no, like a woman, she likes the attention. And now a guy got stabbed for it. Just for showing a woman with a big fat ass some attention. After the men exchanged words, the suspect slapped the victim in the face. According to the report, the victim told police he retaliated by knocking the other man down with a punch to the face. Then the man stabbed him as he walked to his truck. Never turn your back on someone you're in a fight with. I'm a pussy and I know this. The wounded Cleveland Road resident then drove himself to the hospital where he was interviewed by police. The victim said that he was dishonest with us because he didn't want his wife to know where he was. Oh, he's married too. All right, you deserve to get stabbed. Officers went to the Shell station and found blood on the ground where the victim claimed he was attacked. He described his assailant as a tall, dark-skinned black man with big hair. So there you go. Should be easy to find. All right, we're looking for a black man with big hair. There's only two kind of black men. You know what I'm saying? They're either bald or they have big hair. There's really no in between with the black men. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and then get the hell out of here. All right, real quick, I wanted to mention, someone emailed me, and I don't have their name in front of me because I'm going to paraphrase this here, but it basically said, hey, you know, you used to be obsessed with Arrested Development, and I started talking about it again because they released a new season on Netflix, but this guy said, well, what television shows are you watching now? What are you obsessed with now? And I'm not really obsessed with any television show, otherwise I'd be talking about it on the show, but the programs that I do watch, in case you're interested in, I love Burn Notice on USA. I don't know how many people watch that show. Warehouse 13. I also watch The Jew Doctors, Royal Pains, right? Warehouse 13 is another one. I'm watching that show, Total Blackout, hosted by Jaleel White, which is a game show on Sci-Fi. Where people just do stuff in the dark, and they always get the two funniest people. They always got a gay person and a black person, and they're the funniest. I'm pretty sure I've played clips of this show on DV, and maybe my favorite segment was when they had this gay guy who the idea was you had like 30 seconds or a minute or whatever to identify as many objects by smell. And one of the things he had to smell was some guy's ass, right? And he's like, I know this smell. Where do I know this smell? It's on the tip of my tongue. I know this smell. I know it. And he finally got it. Of course he knew that smell. All right, so I like that show. I haven't started under the... the one about the aliens on Falling Skies I've been watching. That's a good one. I haven't started... I'm taping Under the Dome. But those are just some of the... of course, People's Court, I like. And Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, of course. All right, so those are the shows I watch. So right now, though, let's get into some voicemails.
Timmy Boo, it's SciShow member Negro Nut Cream. Just calling in with an observation. You know that crazy girl who left that message and sounded like a dying whale?
Yeah.
She kind of sounds like she's doing the honk.
There's so much about the honk that I love. I love that they got the Fonz to introduce it. I love that the woman who came up with the honk developed it. Like, she came up with this idea. She's got, you know, she's like, I got to come up with a sound that people will hear. Like, parents, adults will hear, and they'll know something's wrong with their kids. And kids make all sorts of crazy noises. They're loud and obnoxious. But I think the honk is... Why didn't the honk catch on? Kids aren't honking when they're in trouble.
Jagoo, Timmy Boo, Mandingo, Goo Henson. So you must be backed up to shit on your voicemails because finally I'm hearing one. This is June 20th. Let's do a little experiment. This is June 20th, so let's find out when you get this voicemail.
I'm about 10 days behind, all right? I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord, Timmy.
I got nervous because there were some days I was only getting like one or two voicemails, and I was like, I'm going to run out of voicemails. And so I, you know, started only playing like six or seven a day. And, you know, and now I'm backed up. See what happens? Hey. Oh, where are we at here?
Oh, Lord, Timmy Boo. I call you on the Thursday of the week to thank you so kindly for your benevolence in not making a test of patience on the Sideshow Exclusive Show.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. I haven't done a test of patience in a long time.
Hey, Boo. Hey, I just realized you haven't been playing much audio of Gooners lately. Is there a reason for that?
Well, I simply forgot about them, honestly. Like, you know, there's so many different things I play on the show, and I've got a crappy memory. So then I, you know, after I don't play a Gooner for a week or two, I forget about them until someone reminds me. I really have to come up with a master list of everything that I like to talk about, reoccurring bits and segments, so I don't forget about them. Honestly, I would do more things like Ask Satan, but I forget about them.
That's true. I listened to your podcast on the plane, and I sort of said to half speed, and I thought the entire show was an ass-sated time. It is fucking hilarious, man, you need a show like that.
Okay. Guy's drunk or something. Yeah, he was playing the show at half the speed. He didn't realize that it was, you know, that he did it. He thought it's something I did.
Hey, Tim.
A lot of people have been commenting. I don't know why, but a lot of people have been commenting recently on the Perfect Strangers episode that I did back in April, saying that they liked it. All right? Every day now on Distorted View, it's just going to be a new TGIF program. Tomorrow, it's going to be a step-by-step episode.
Hey, Tim. It's a loyal Sideshow member, Clash of Demonhead here. I just had a you-know-you're-a-freak moment.
Ooh.
When I was driving down a very, very busy three-lane road. And I'm listening to your show kind of loudly with a couple of other people in the car.
Uh-huh.
And we pull up to a stoplight, and you say, Dr. Prostate, really loudly. And the car next to us just kind of flips to shit.
Sounds like something I would say.
When they hear it, because our windows are open. And then it became worse when we decided to put the volume on max, drive down a good couple of miles, pissing off everybody around us.
Fuck my boy pussy! Fuck my boy pussy! Stuff like that.
Thank you, Tim. You are fantastic.
You are very welcome. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. show@distortedview.com. distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, is it okay?
You want to get high and you're under the age of 21? You can just get a Sharpie, and you can just keep smelling it, and you get high as hell.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday Extended Show. Yes, I'll be doing extra content just for Sideshow members. If you're not a member, sign up right now. We'll see you back tomorrow. Bye, everybody!